Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 10, 1804. Day 181 of the expedition. Trade with the Indians continues while building the fort. It's a fairly ordinary day. Captain Clark recounts the simple routine of life with the Mandan.
Rose early. Continued to build our fort. Numbers of Indians came to see us. A chief, Half Pania, came and brought a sight of buffalo. In return, we gave some few small things to himself and wife and son. He crossed the river in the buffalo skin canoe, and the squaw took the boat on her back and proceeded on to the town 3 miles. The day raw and cold, wind from the northwest. The geese continue to pass in gangs, as also Brant, to the south. Some ducks also pass. Captain William Clark, November 10, 1804.
The Brant referred to by Captain Clark is one of several species of dark-colored geese. They are a game bird, such as the Canada goose or the Black Brant, which frequent both the eastern and Pacific coasts of North America and the flyways of Europe. They breed in the Arctic and migrate southward in the late autumn. Captain Clark keeps getting the Arikara and Pawnee tribes mixed up. It is likely that the chief, whom Captain Clark referred to as Half Pania, meaning Half Pawnee, was named the Cole and was Arikara by birth. Besides the buffalo herds, another staple of prairie ecology was the cottonwood tree. As mentioned, the captains used the cottonwood to build Fort Mandan because, as Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs points out, it was the only timber they had. These trees, which grew in the river bottoms, could attain 80 to 90 feet in height. They were useful, and still are, to the porcupines for food, to the Indian ponies for winter feed, and in those days for making things such as cabins and dugout canoes. The wood is white, soft, and spongy, and not long-lasting. It not only provided shelter, but it got the Coral Discovery up rivers, down rivers, and overland. Tomorrow, not much to tell, again.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis is read by Russ Palmer. Entries are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.